I have a question for you. Are you noticing this, just how much cognitive damage has been caused by the vaccines? Are you seeing this too? Because in the world around me, I mean, going out in public and interacting with people, just, you know, bankers or retail workers or whatever, have you noticed that people are more dumbed down than ever before? It's astonishing. And I told this true story once before, but it's worth repeating here. It's right on point, where a member of my family was trying to settle up a bill at a doctor's office, a medical bill, and the receptionist behind the desk said, you know, your total is $398. And then my family member gave this receptionist $400. You know, just four $100 bills. Here you go. The receptionist could not figure out how much change to give back, right? So 400 minus 398, not complex math. She couldn't figure it out. She grabbed a calculator and 30 seconds later gave up on the calculator, right? Because even entering a subtraction problem into a calculator is too complex for many of today's young minds that have been, of course, vaccine damaged. And at one level, it's easy to laugh and mock at these people, but in a more serious level, they are victims. They've been made, frankly, cognitively retarded by the vaccine. And being that they are cognitively retarded, i.e. their brain function has been retarded or damaged or suppressed by the vaccine, the thing is, these people don't know how cognitively impaired they are. They have no understanding of it. They have no self-awareness. Because one of the things about being cognitively impaired is that your self-assessment cognitive capability is also impaired. So you do not have necessarily the self-awareness. And just by and large, by the way, I guess it's human nature, but everybody tends to think that they're always right about everything. Even if they're complete idiots or have bad information or have just been brainwashed or whatever, they always think they're right, even if there's no real internal justification for that, you know, no objective justification for it. So another simple way to say this, it might be kind of condescending, is that stupid people don't know they're stupid. Stupid people don't know they're stupid. And yet they interact in society as if they're experts in everything, right? And they vote. Don't forget that they vote. You know, don't forget that they may be sitting on your city council, and probably are, by the way. Don't forget that this cognitively damaged person may be your healthcare provider, right? Or your banker, or your investment advisor, or your school counselor for your kid, or whatever. These people are everywhere. And it just shows how, quote, successful but malicious the vaccine agenda has been in tearing down society, because it tore down cognition in some very significant portion of the population, rendering them cognitively incapable of functioning in society. So as a result of that, how does democracy function, right? How do you actually inform people on issues that matter? And that also answers the question that people are so dumbed down that they believe the media brainwashing. So when the media pretends that the Joe Biden family hasn't received millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks from China and Ukraine and so on, well, the average American just has no idea that any of that happened, and they operate as if Joe Biden is, you know, some sort of saint or something, which is an absurd idea all by itself. But when people are dumbed down or damaged, and they have bad information, that combination is really fatal for a society, a so-called free society, because the people voting are themselves brain damaged. You know, in many cases, not in every case, but obviously in many cases. And when you get to some majority of the country that is either brainwashed or brain damaged, then you're in real trouble. And I think we're there. I think that over 50% of the American people are either brainwashed or brain damaged, to where they are not cognitively operating in reality. They're not living in the real world. They're not processing information of what's happening in the world around them. And that's why they're surprised by everything, by the way. Oh, your money's losing value. Oh my gosh, it's such a surprise. Or they go to the grocery store. I'm so surprised that food is so expensive. Really? Why are you surprised? Oh, because you don't have any knowledge about what's happening with money printing and inflation and the food supply chain and so on. If you don't know what's happening, you're surprised by everything. And that explains the cognitive position of, you know, probably, I think, right now, over 50% of the American citizens. It's very sad that that's the case, but, you know, here we are. And then the FDA comes along and puts out a video claiming that you need to beware of disinformation. I mean, seriously, the FDA, the most disinfo-enriched government agency that you can imagine, that just pushes lies and is an extension of Big Pharma. You know, the FDA, at least the drug division, is just steeped in lies and fraud and corruption. And yet they claim that you don't want to listen to anybody other than the FDA or you might get bad information. That's their claim. And you'd have to be incredibly stupid to believe that, right? But some people do. Some people do. You notice that the more dumbed down people are, the more they believe in authority. Have you noticed that relationship? Whereas highly intelligent people, they question authority. It's actually a measure of IQ to distrust, quote, official sources. So if somebody believes the New York Times, they're technically an idiot. If they believe the FDA, they're an idiot. If they question the New York Times, if they question reality, if they question mainstream media, question government, quote, officials, that is a sign of a high functioning IQ, someone who can navigate this world without being steamrolled by all the lies. And so I'm just glad to be able to connect with you. You listening to this, you're obviously a high IQ, high information individual. You are able to navigate the world. And I just wonder if you share what I'm, if you're experiencing what I'm experiencing, which is noticing how many people are brain damaged in society around us right now. Keep on the lookout for it, because the vaccines have really taken a toll. Sad to say, but it's true. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.